Roundup time in Virginia. You might think cowboys round up wild horses only in the movies. But there is an island near Virginia where this really happens. Let us explore Assateague Island and learn about its famous wild horses. What are wild horses doing there? Some say they first arrived on the island in the 1500s when a Spanish ship was wrecked in the Atlantic Ocean. The horses on board swam ashore. Others say that is just a story. We know this for certain, the horses have been on the island for hundreds of years. There are no residents on the island. The horses have it all to themselves. Assateague horses do not grow very big. Most are the size of a pony. Perhaps that is because there are not many kinds of plants to eat on the island. The horses live mostly on marsh grass, which is quite salty. They also feed on seaweed. They even eat poison ivy. Assateague horses take in a lot of salt. This causes them to drink twice as much water as other horses. All that water makes them look rather fat around the middle. The island of Assateague is not very big. Sometimes the number of horses grows too large for the island. Then there is not enough grass for all of the animals. Some of them could starve. The people on the nearby island of Shincateague, came up with an idea to help the horses. Shincateague lies between Assateague and the Virginia coast. Its firefighters, who are all volunteers, hold a summer roundup of the horses and then sell them. This helps to control the number of horses. It also raises money for their fire department. The firefighters go to Assateague. They collect as many of the horses as they can. A vet then examines each one to make sure they are healthy. Those that are too young or too frail stay on the island. The rest of the horses are driven into the water. They have to swim across the narrow channel to Shincateague. It is only about 100 yards away. The roundup usually takes place on the last Wednesday of July. That's when the sea is calm and the current is not strong. First, the horses swim ashore. They spend the night penned up in the center of the town. The next day, there is an auction. Up to 80 animals might be sold. Some do not sell. They swim back to Assateague to wait for another year. Usually, people pay about $2,000 for one of the horses. The new owners like these animals. They are intelligent and easy to train. Young children enjoy riding them because of their small size. Many people first heard of these creatures by reading a novel by Marguerite Henry. The book is called Misty of Shincateague. It came out in 1947. It tells the story of Paul and Maureen Beebe, two children who have one great ambition. They want to own one of the wild horses that run free on Assateague. You can discover how they find Misty, the horse of their dreams. And you can learn how they get the money to buy her. All you have to do is read the book.